AJ Mendez Brooks just put out a memoir called Crazy is My Superpower. Now, if you don't recognize the byline, it's maybe because you might know her by her stage name, which is AJ Lee. AJ is famous for her job as a WWE wrestler, and I mean really famous. She was a three-time Divas Champion before retiring in 2015.
I am the Divas Champion, Stephanie. And the only reason that you're out here is not because you're disappointed in me. It's because I am you. Only younger.
At 5 feet two, AJ became known for her unpredictable behavior whenever she stepped into the ring. She'd kiss guys and then throw them out of the ring. She pulls no punches when it comes to asserting her dominance over anyone, including giant wrestlers twice her size, like CM Punk, the guy who she later married. Her memoir, though, is about the real AJ, not her WWE character. AJ, or April Jeanette, had a pretty rough childhood. Her family was evicted over and over, and they were often homeless. Her mom was bipolar, but undiagnosed. And eventually, AJ realized that she, too, was bipolar. AJ took all of this head-on, speaking openly about mental illness and even incorporating it into her wrestling career. AJ Mendez Brooks joins me now in the Latino USA studio. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
So you're... daughter of Puerto Ricans, you're growing up in New Jersey, and your life was really tough. What's the earliest memory that you have of you being a little girl and saying, like, whoa, wait a second, maybe it's my normal, but this isn't exactly right?
The earliest memory I have is my dad having to eat dog food so we could eat the leftover food that we had from the night before. And I remember thinking that was normal for a bit. And then realizing how not normal it was, and just this like pang of like sadness for my father, and like that feeling never left. There were so many things that came after that were kind of pitiable in that way.
Your mom and dad had, well, they fought, right?
Yes. To me, violence was normalized growing up. And so I didn't realize that like the way my parents fought was so odd and so unhealthy. And you're not supposed to throw things and you're not supposed to put your hands on each other. And I just thought, this is how families are. And I talk about a moment in my life where my dad was going to throw a television set on my mom. And I had to throw my body on top of hers to stop him. And that was just so day to day for me.
You talk about literally flinging your body on top of your mom's. You weighed, what, 30 pounds then?
I think so, yeah.
Obviously, anybody who knows you now is saying, well, like, that was the beginning of your career. It sounds horrible. I feel horrible saying it, but you were doing like a wrestling move to protect your mom from your dad.
Yeah, I had to take those moments in my life, whether it was like a violent situation with my parents that I had to like throw myself into, or like being physically abused, or anything that was physical pain. I had to take pain and say, this is practice for something in the future. Like, you know, I was 12 and saying, oh, I can take a hit. That'll be good for wrestling. Like, I remember thinking that. So to me, it was practice. And I went into a career where violence was an art form. I don't think that was by mistake.
I mean, it's weird because it's like, you know, to be a wrestler, it wasn't just the physicality and surviving. What was it about the superhero-ness that attracted you to it?
I think I spent the majority of my childhood feeling weak and like incredibly, incredibly weak. Like I was tiny, I was sick all the time, and we were so poor, and like I just never had power in any way, especially physically. Once I realized that women were wrestlers, I realized like, oh, you can be a woman and be physically strong.
I didn't get here because I was cute, or because I came from some famous wrestling family, or because I sucked up to the right people. Because I am good.
Everybody out there who has watched WWE, they know the answer, but I don't. So what's real and what isn't?
It is a combination of Saturday Night Live and Cirque du Soleil. It really is. It is this beautiful choreographed dance. and everything needs to be kind of, has to have this like pinpoint precision because lives are on the line. And it is also a lot of improv. You have to be in front of this live audience. You're surrounded on four sides. And if you try to talk to your opponent to tell them the next move or, you know, whatever's happening, no one can know. You have to find a way to communicate silently.
And hold on, I have to stop you. So you're, wait, what? So what? So you're talking to your opponent and you're like, I'm gonna go for your neck. And like, you're whispering that that you guys know what move is coming? Oh my God.
Well, a lot of it is choreographed. And so hopefully you're good enough to remember like a 20-minute match. But a lot of it you have to kind of remember in the moment or remind your opponent or make up. You have to change stuff on the fly sometimes because the audience doesn't like what you're doing. So you got to mix it up. And there's like a shorthand language.
What's up? Wow. Off the post.
Oh, no.
You know, and we say a lot of things about AJ, but there's no doubt she's a tremendous athlete. That was a great move.
You could tell somebody, take two, duck the line, give me the Iggy. Take two is take two of whatever I'm throwing at you. Duck the line, duck the closing that's coming after that. And then Iggy is normally just like, let me know what's next. So.
And you got a whole storyline.
So I often say, like, wrestling is basically soap operas for guys. It's a way to trick them into watching soap operas.
You're helping me so much to understand this, I swear.
It is. There's this, like, fun physical element. And it's, like, the competition in the ring. But that is only, some days it's, like, 30% of the show. And so much of other parts of the show are these, like, backstage segments where you have these characters and they're not, we pretend they're who we are. There's this, like, blurred line of who the character is and who the real person is. And that line is intentional, like that blur is intentional. But, you know, there's fake relationships and fake breakups and, you know, fake betrayals and good guys and bad guys.
Oh, looky cookie. The entire sequin sisterhood of the sparkling pants is out here. Are they here to protect you, Caitlin? Uh-huh. That's right. Half of them don't like you.
All right. Your character was AJ Lee.
Yes. I compare her to like a Chucky doll. Like she,
Whoa.
Yeah, she's like, was like this precious, it would wear pigtails and skip like a little child. And then she would lose her mind and was kind of evil and unpredictable. But so, yeah, she was sweet until she tried to kill you.
And in fact, you talk about a moment, a storyline for your wrestling character, AJ Lee. The storyline was essentially that AJ Lee kind of had to go crazy.
So originally, my character was like in the storyline where she was brokenhearted. And we started this story of her being a little unstable. It was this clear and like with a soap opera tone, like I know we weren't, you know, winning any Oscars, but like there was this mental health story kind of.
Was it a jokey kind of like?
At first it was in a cool, dramatic way that I thought respected it enough. And then there was a day when my character was just supposed to be this kind of like punchline, dancing with a guy that was playing a dinosaur character and making out with a leprechaun. And it was such a joke that it felt disrespectful. And at the time, I was open about my mother being bipolar. I was not open about me being bipolar. But I was just thinking about my mother watching the show and being proud of me being on the show and then seeing me make fun of her. And I couldn't do that. And so I said no. And I got taken off TV for a couple months.
What?
Yeah.
So you actually said to your bosses, look, I think you guys are making fun at people who have mental health issues, and I don't want to do this.
I said, the direction of this feels like it would hurt my family and that it is disrespectful to mental illness. And so I gave another option. And I said, what if we just keep going dark? We leave some gravity in the situation and we make her unstable in a scary way because that feels more truthful to me. And it shows like the danger of mental illness.
You were fighting the wrestlers. You were fighting back against the WWE.
Yes. At an early stage in my career. And that's kind of blasphemous. I mean, you should just be grateful to be there is sort of the feel. And there is a truth to that. You are replaceable and everyone wants to be in that spot. And if you're a woman on television, especially at the time, there were barely women being used, especially in a speaking role.
So you're kicked off of television. So what did you do?
I just happened to fall into the opportunity where a bunch of people, their contracts were up and a bunch of people got injured. They needed to use any storyline that the audience already knew. And they knew our storyline. And so I was called back. And my suggestion to take it a darker route was taken. My character was brought back as this kind of stalker and thrown into maybe the biggest storyline of my career, which was this like unrequited love square. And it was just me tormenting all of the top guys on the roster and ruining their matches and eventually becoming all their boss. I got to wear a pantsuit and everything.
You talk about how that made you think about your own mom's bipolar issues. How did all of this kind of come out? And then you realized, hold on, it's not just my mom. You realize that you suffer from being bipolar as well.
For so long in my family, it was like nobody talked about mental health. And when I would talk about, like, I don't feel good, I think, you know, I'm too sad. And it was always told, don't act crazy. Craziness and depression and sadness, that was weakness in my family until it really broke my mother. She had an actual breakdown and was in a hospital against her will. And we realized that she had been trying to figure out what her pain was and was misdiagnosed with depression. She was actually bipolar, and when you take antidepressants and you're bipolar, there can be a really adverse reaction.
I didn't realize. So they give you antidepressants, and if you're bipolar, it can make you...
If you're bipolar, you want the balance, but antidepressants are made to shoot you up. But what happens is a lot of times, if you are bipolar and you are on an antidepressant, it can make you suicidal. And so that's what happened to my mother. And as I was trying to figure out, like, how to fix her, how to save her, and I'm, you know, going to therapy, I think I'm doing it for her. I'm misdiagnosed with depression. I take pills for depression. I overdose.
Oh, my God.
And it all happened in, like, the same year. And then I realized I was actually bipolar.
So did you purposely overdose, or you didn't realize what was going on with the medication?
I believe that I was affected by taking antidepressants. But where I was, my headspace in my life at that time was so broken, I did not care if I lived or died. It's hard for me to say it's not a suicide attempt, because I think that not every suicide attempt is somebody saying, okay, this is it, I know what I'm doing, here's a letter, goodbye world. A lot of times it is, but sometimes it's just someone who's in pain and they want the pain to stop. And so to respect those shades of gray, I do refer to it as my suicide attempt. There are people who will say, maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was just an accidental overdose. It was treated like an accidental overdose at the hospital. And I wish it hadn't been. I wish somebody was like, just stay here for a while. Let's fix you now. But it was my absolute rock bottom. And I thank God every day that it happened, because it gave me my brand new life.
Was wrestling a way to confront what was actually going on in your head?
I felt like I needed something physical. That is my channel. To release my aggression and my, like, the chaos inside of me. I don't know how I'd be channeling it if I didn't have exercise. And it has been replaced with, like, heavy weightlifting now, because I need that pain, that like, physical exertion.
You did just say you've got to have something to release, and you almost said pain, and then you said, and I was like, so there's a pain thing here.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely the bit of, like, masochistic behavior where I enjoy exercising. I enjoy that process of, like, suffering to get the reward. I enjoy the struggle.
You know, in Spanish, obviously, you hear it a lot when people have mental health, and it's, ay, estás loca. You know, eres una loca. You're just crazy. You kind of said, yeah, okay, I'll take the crazy.
When you have this word and it's offensive and you're just like, oh, God, don't say that word. It has all of the power, and you lose all the power. And I can't make the word disappear, but I can reclaim it. And for me, everything that people have kind of pointed at me and laughed at, and been like, oh, you're so short, or, oh, you don't look, you're not as pretty as the other girls, or you're poor, or you're crazy, whatever it's been, that's actually been the only way I'd been successful. I needed to claim the word crazy and say, yeah, I am. Like, it gives me these incredible standards for what I'm capable of. It makes me think that I can accomplish the impossible because I'm bipolar and I see the world like that.
So you just basically said crazy is the strongest thing about you.
It really is.
I kind of love that.
I wouldn't kinda trade it for anything in the world.
I totally love that.
She is the current Divas Champion, AJ Lee.
I want to see if you can talk me through this. Let's see what happens. All right, so...
Oh, that was a fun match. My finishing move is in this, I think. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, it's called the Black Widow.
The Black Widow.
You basically, because you're so small, you're able to wrap your entire body around yeah. your opponent.
That is the only way to get them is to spider monkey on top of them.
Wow, and there you take the belt and yeah. you got it. Thank you so much, AJ, for speaking with us. We really appreciate it. And what would be the proper wrestling term?
Go home. That means you got to wrap it up.
Let's go home.